We are in Perek Tes Vav in Hilchos Kedush Chodesh. We're going to go back in now and we won't read Halacha Aleph again. But as I said before, Perek Tes Vav is finally where the Rambam calculates with everything he's done up to this point in time the actual Makom Ha'amiti of the moon, meaning that where you'll be able to see the moon. So the whole point of all these calculations was to get to the objective of being able to predict when you can see the moon at night. So this is the last set of calculations required. And I mentioned last time, this is going to deal with something called the Merchak HaKafel, which without getting into why it's necessary, it refers to doubling a certain number that emerges from, and I showed the calculation last time, when you subtract basically the movement of the sun from the moon, that number you get when you double it, that's the next to final step in understanding the Makom Ra'iyah of the moon. So this picture kind of sums up that idea. Recall we have the epicycle of the moon, which they posited, along with the overall orbit that it's traveling on, the fact that Earth is not positioned directly underneath the center of that orbit. And the Merchak HaKafel takes into account another discrepancy. Again, it's like a mathematical, I want to call it a trick, but it's a mathematical technique to ensure the number is correct. So that being the case, when we look inside the Rambam, we'll pick it up from Halacha Beis. Which should be from Halacha Aleph, actually. It says, Im Tirtzeh Leida Makom Ma'ireach Amiti B'chol Yom Shetirtzeh. So if you want to know the true position of the moon, which is your perception of it, on any day you want, Tozi Tchila Emsa Yireach L'Shatzeh Re'iyah L'Oso Lai L'Shetirtzeh V'chein Tozi Emsa Maslov Emsa Shemesh L'Oso Eis. Remember, by the moon, there's the Emsa Yireach, which is the traveling of the moon around the main orbit around Earth, okay? There's also the Emsa Maslov, which is the orbit of the moon itself and its Galgal Katan orbit. Emsa Shemesh, that's the mean movement of the sun. V'tigre Emsa Shemesh V'Emsa Yireach, subtract the Emsa Shemesh V'Emsa Yireach. V'hanishar Tichvol Oso, that's the key. Whatever's remaining, you double. V'zeh V'nikra Merchak HaKafel. That is the double, literally, elongation mathematical calculation. And Halacha Beis, he says, Zukvar hodanu shalo banu b'chol eila cheshbonos, she'asinu b'prakim eila l'das riyas ha'irech. Like I said in the beginning, the whole purpose of all these calculations is to get to the point of figuring out when you're going to see the moon. U'l'ola mi efshar she'ye merchak ze'a kafel b'leil ha'riya she'ira ba'irech, ela mechamesh malos ad shtayim v'shisha malos. Okay, so the Merchak HaKafel only can come out to be between 5 degrees, or it's no less than 5 degrees, and no more than 62 degrees looking at the sky. V'efshar sheyosef al zev lo yigrei menu. You can never go more or less than that spectrum. So that spectrum of the Merchak HaKafel will always fit into between those degrees. Okay, so Halacha Gimel, the whole Vadavar Kain, hisbonen b'merchak zeh HaKafel. Okay, and it'll be explained when he's explaining this, the length of this double elongation. Ima yah merchak hakafel chamesh malos akarv lechamesh, ein choshechin l'tosefes v'lo tosef klum. So if it comes out to around 5 degrees, so that we don't have to worry about increasing or decreasing any measurements whatsoever. We'll get to in a second what that means. V'meir merchak hakafel m'sheish malos ad achatzri malos. If the merchak hakafel comes out between 6 and 11 degrees. Tosif al emsa masl, then we're going to add to the emsa masl epicycle orbit mala achas, 1 degree. Okay, excuse me, 1 degree. If the merchak hakafel mishtevesre malos hashmona asre malos, if the merchak hakafel comes out between 12 and 18, tosif al emsa masl shte malos, then we'd add 2 degrees to the emsa masl, the moon orbiting its epicycle orbit. If it's between 19 degrees and 24 degrees, Tosef Emsa Masl, Shlosh Malos. I think you get the idea. Now we're up to, 32 degrees to 38 degrees. Tosif Emsa Masl, Chamesh Malos. V'miya merchak hakafel m'teisha u'shlusha malos ad chamesh rabayim malos, tosav emsa masl shesh malos. What you're noticing here in the Rambam is the fact that you have to add a certain number to the emsa masl as a result of this merchak hakafel shows you that the merchak hakafel isn't super precise. V'miya merchak hakafel m'sheish v'arbayim malos ad achas v'chamisha malos. We're almost at the end now. If the merchak hakafel comes out between 46 and 51 degrees. Tosif la'emsa masel, 7 malos. V'miya merchak kafu mishtayim v'chamishim malos, ateshe v'chamishim malos. Tosif la'emsa hamasel, 8 malos. V'miya merchak kafu mishishim malos, ashlosh v'shishim malos. Now we're up to 60 to 63. Tosif la'emsa masel, 9 malos. U'mashia emsa masel, achar shetosif al malos elu, hu anikr masel anachon. Okay, so once I take that number and I add it to the emsa hamasel, now I've gotten the actual correct course. Okay, so I've now hit the point where I can say I've got the most accurate prediction of the course of the moon. Just in, for those who are paying attention at home, so to speak, if you want to see the actual calculations, it looks like this. Not this one, not that one. Oh, 1 second, not that one. Hold on, 1 second. I think I passed it. Hold on. Yeah, this one. Okay. If you look here, everything we just read the is listed over here in this nice little chart. 0 to 5 degrees is the Merkel Kuffel. You add nothing to the Emsa Masel. All the way down to between 60 and 63 degrees, you add 9 degrees to the Emsa Masel, which will give you the Masel HaNachon. And that's really the most correct course prediction of the moon. So that being the case, in Alacha Dalet, now that we know this, we now have to go ahead and, once we know this number, then we start measuring the actual degrees of the Masel Nachon itself, of the correct course of the moon. If it comes out less than 180 degrees, subtract, okay, the angle of this Masel, okay, which is, remember, the Masel Nachon, from the emsa hayareach, okay, from the, what do you call it, the mean path of the moon, which is, remember, the larger orbit, l'sha sara'iya, which is at the time of sighting. Remember, that takes into account, if you recall from yesterday, when we make the adjustments for sunset. Remember how, depending on where the sun is positioned in the constellations, we adjust the emsa hayareach to make a sha sara'iya, because there's no use in knowing when to see the moon if it's in the middle of the day. So if the Masel Nachon is greater than 180 but less than 360, then you would add that angle to the Masel Nachon. Now whatever's left, okay, here it is. Whatever's left after this addition or subtraction is done is the true position of the moon at the time of sighting. Okay, so here it is. This line right here is the whole goal of all these prakim. Hu makom hayareach amiti. You'll actually know the true position of the moon at the time of sighting. So if you want to know where the moon's going to be, the first time you're going to see the moon, to be able to see it at night, this is what's going to tell you. So he says in Lacha Hey, v'dosh imayam masel nachon me'oshmona b'shaveh or shlosh me'oshoshishim b'shaveh ein lo mana. So if the Masel Nachon comes out to either 180 or 360 on the nose, then there is no angle whatsoever in its course. Just like we had by the sun, or if you recall, a time of conjunction of the Makom Emtsoi and the Re'ia, and the Amiti, where the sun's travel on its orbit lines up with my seeing of the sun. The same thing applies by the moon. When the moon is at either 180 or 360, what we say is that the position of the moon on its orbit around the Earth is the same as my perception of it. There's no differentiation between the Amiti and the Yareach Emtsoi. Halacha Vav. Now, v'kama hi manas hamasol. Now, what is the angle? What is the angle of the course of the moon? Im yeh hamasol nachon eser malos. Okay, so if the masol nachon that we calculated before is 10 degrees, tia manaso, okay, chamishim chalakim. Its angle now will end up being 50 chalakim. V'miya masol nachon esrim malos. If the masol nachon comes out to 20 degrees, tia manaso mala achas u'shmona shloshim chalakim. Now, the its angle will now be 1 degree and 38 chalakim. Again, this is all about how about seeing the moon. V'miya shloshim, if it's 30, tia manaso shtei malos arbav esrim chalakim. If it's 30 degrees, then that comes out to an angle of 2 degrees and 24 chalakim. V'miya arbaim, if it's 40, tia manaso shlosh malos v'shisha chalakim. That's 3 degrees and 6 chalakim, or 6 minutes. V'miyach hamishim tiyem anasol shlosh malos arba'im chalakim. All right, that comes out to 3 degrees and 44 chalakim. V'miyach shishim, if it's 60, tiyem anasol arba'im malos v'shisha sar chalakim. V'miyach shivim tiyem anasol arba'im malos v'echad arba'im chalakim. You get the point. V'miyach shmonim, if we're up to 80, tiyem anasol chamesh malos. Now we're at 5 degrees. V'miyah tishim, if it's at 90, tiyem anaso, its angle will be chamesh malos, so chamisha chalakim. V'miyah mea, if it's at 100, tiyem anaso, chamesh malos, so shmoneh chalakim. V'miyah mea v'eser, tiyem anaso, arba malos, v'tisha v'chamishim chalakim. Now we're already at 4 degrees and 59 chalakim. V'miyah mea v'eserim, if we're at 120, tiyem anaso, arba malos, v'arbaim chalakim. Hold on, Ron. V'miyah mea u'shloshim, tiyem anaso, arba malos, v'achadasar chalakim. Vimia Meav Arbaim, already now we're at 140 degrees. The angle of the moon will be located Tiyam Anasol Shlosh Malos Ushlosha Ushloshim Chalakim. Vimia Meav Chamishim Tiyam Anasol Shte Malos Ushmonav Arbim Chalakim. Vimia Meav Shishim. Now notice how we've gone down. Remember when you pass 90, you start going down. Vimia Meav Shishim Tiyam Anasol Mala Achas Shisha Vachamishim Chalakim. Vimia Meav Shivim Tiyam Anasol Tisha Vachamishim Chalakim. Vimia Meav Shmonim. Now we're at 180. Beshava, once we hit that point of 180, Ein lo mana, right? There's no angle to speak of anymore. Kamo shamarnu, ela makom hayareach haimtsoi hu makom amiti. So again, all this is calculating out is the difference, okay? The difference in position of the makom emsa of the moon and the makom amiti. Recall, there's always going to be a difference between the two, except at, so to speak, the midway point around the circle. Just 1 second, Ron, just to show you the calculations. We're almost done. Yeah, the calculations are, this one, okay? once you work out the muscle nachon, this is the corresponding angles Rama was talking about. And if you notice, once you hit 90, that's the peak difference between the two. And then when you get back to 180, when there's no difference between the, the amiti and the emsa hayarech, okay? Yes, Ron. Okay, so now in Halacha Zayin, now the Rama has to just tie up some loose ends, and then we'll get to what Ron's point. Halacha Zayin is Vimia Masal Nachon Yesra Meosh Moshe Malos. If it's the Masal Nachon is more than 180, right? So Tigra Oso Mishlosh Meosh Shishim. We know this from the sun already. Subtract it from 360 because that's equal to zero, right? Veteda Manaso Gederach Shasisa Masal Shemesh. Vechein Imayu Beminyan Masal Achadim Imasaros Tikach Min Yesra Shabin Shne Amados Kvi Achadim. Again, you can round up and down. So again, there's always a little bit of room where you can round up or down. So in Halacha Ches, he's going to walk you through this real quickly. Now he's going to do the entire equation now. So let's get to this quickly, just to show you real quickly what he's talking about. We've seen this already. I showed you guys this, I think, yesterday. This is the grand scheme of all calculations is right over here. This is it. He's about to go through the entire thing in this sequence, okay? Which takes you Emsa HaShemesh, Emsa Yareach L'Shas Ria, subtracting one from the other, all the way down here to Makom Emsa Yareach, Chaser Emsa HaShemesh, Merachak B'nei Merachak Kafel. This is all the calculations is going to work out right now in Halacha Ches. So let's just push through this quickly. He says Halacha Ches. Okay, so now just to plug it in Halacha Ches, now, we finally want to know, and we're going to use our regular starting point. We want to know where the true position of the moon is going to be, meaning my seeing of it, on the night of B'tchilas Leil Erev Shabbos, on Friday night, Sheyomo Shnei, the beginning of Friday, right? Sheyomo Sheni Lechodesh Iyar, right? The second day of the month of Iyar, Mishana Zu Shehi Shnas Iker, from that year. Right, and the number of days that have passed from the starting date until today, which comes out to 29 days. So first calculate where the mean position of the sun. So of course, as everyone knows, if you take out your book of mean position calculations of the sun, and it comes out in that day, it's located 35 degrees, 38 minutes, and 33 seconds. Now we would determine the mean path of the moon when I would actually be able to see it, meaning, Being able to see the moon, which means calculating sunset, right? That would come out to 35 degrees, 36 chalakim, and 39 shnios. The Totsi Emsa Hamasl, don't forget the Emsa Hamasl, which is the epicycle orbit. Le'ezu Yetzelecha Emso, Mea Vesholosh Malos, that comes out to 103 degrees. Echad Ve'eshim Chalakim, that's 21 Chalakim. Vesheish Rabbaim Shneos, that is 46 seconds. Tigra, now subtract out Emsa Shemesh Emsa Reach, subtract out the mean position of the sun from the mean position of the moon. Yishar Shvatzer Malos, Ushmone Chalimshim Chalakim, Vesheish Shneos, you're left with 17 degrees. 58 minutes and 6 seconds. V'zehu ha-merchak. That becomes the merchak. Now, don't forget, tikful also. Double that. Yetzer lecha merchak ha-kafel. Now, the merchak ha-kafel comes out to be chamesh u'shlosh malos. Okay, 35 degrees. Sheish v'chamishim chalakim. That's 56 minutes. Shneim esrei shneios and 12 seconds. Lefikach. Tosif al-emsa masl. Now, remember, because of the merchak ha-kafel, now we go back to the emsa masl, which is the epicycle orbit. We add to that because of this. Chamesh Malos, Kamosho Danu, you add 5 degrees to that. The Yetzer Lecha Masl Nachon, and now the Masl Nachon will come out to be Me'ev Shmona Malos, 108 degrees. Ve'echad Ve'eshim Chalakim, 21 Chalakim. Ve'emakbina Chalakim and Masl Kaderek Shibarna B'Shemesh. And remember, you don't have to be so uptight about the Chalakim, just like when it comes to the working out of the moon. So now, Halacha test. Ubanu Lachor Al Manas Zeh Masl Nachon, Shu Me'ev Shmona. Right, nipsis mona shaloh chamish malos v'chelak echad. So now that we know that it comes out to 108, the result of this is that the angle will be 5 degrees in 1 minute. Well, the fisha masal nachon ayapachos me'av shmonim. Since the masal nachon is less than 180, tigra mona shahu chamish malos v'chelak echad mina emseyarech. So now you're going to subtract out from there 5 degrees and one chelak from the mean position of the moon. Yishar shmona varba malos. What are you left with? You're left with 48 degrees, the chamisho shloshim chalakim, 35 minutes, the teisho shloshim shnios, and approximately 39 seconds, tisha shnios chelak v'tosif al chalakim, you can round up, the nimtza makom, no, you round it up, you don't want to deal with the seconds, what does it come out to? Nimtza makom hayareach ha'amiti b'shah zu, where is the moon going to be located on this time? The mazel shore, okay, in Taurus. Vishmona Esher Malos, 18 degrees into Taurus, Vishisho Shloshim Chalakim, and 36 minutes, Mimalas Chasre, okay? Meaning past the 19th degree. Sibanam Yurcha Islamabab. Valderech Hazet Teda Makam Yerach Amiti Vichol Esriya, Shetirtse Metchila Shanazu, Shia Iker Atsof Ola. So we've just now calculated the position where you would see the moon on Leil Erev Shabbos, 2nd of Iyar of that year. You would know exactly in the sky with your little guide exactly where the moon would be located, where you would see it. Okay, before we start Perek Design, again, we'll probably stop with this just to show you what we're going to be dealing with now. Of course, as Ron pointed out, there's one thing left, okay? This does not require as much calculation. So most of the mathematics we've done, we're done doing math, okay? I think we're basically done with it. This is the last picture we have to know, okay? So this will be a good introduction for tomorrow. If you look at this picture, okay, so the other part of the moon that's a little funky is that the moon, remember, we have the mazalos, okay? If you look at the sun here, okay, recall the sun travels, okay, in this direction, so to speak, okay, around this orbit, this circular orbit, through, in quotes, the constellations. So the sun actually travels evenly through the constellations. But the moon, okay, doesn't quite line up perfectly in its orbit through the constellations the way the sun does. I'm using the constellations almost like as a background. So imagine the constellations are in the background over here, all the way around. The sun travels perfectly through the constellations, but not the moon. The moon, if you watched it, so to speak, the moon travels sort of like this, like just like in this picture here, okay, up and down. The points where the moon, okay, there are two points of the circle where the moon is considered lining up exactly in the midpoint of constellations like the sun. One of them is called the Rosh, the head of it. The other one is called the Zanav. And as we'll learn in the next parak, the Rosh and Zanav actually also move, which makes things a little complicated. they can, the moon can, the most the moon could be above the plane of the sun. That's the best way to describe it. The highest the moon would be deviation-wise from the plane of the sun is 5 degrees. And again, that works both up, so to speak, I hate to use that word, and down. So this is called the Mukum Tzfon or Tzfoni, and this is the Dromi. At the southernmost point, the moon will be 5 degrees north, so to speak, of this midpoint here of sun orbit. And here at the other end, it will be 5 degrees, so to speak, south of or underneath this orbital of this orbit of the moon and the constellation. So there's one last deviation that has to be taken into account when it comes to looking at the moon. And that is this concept, this idea that the moon itself, even though we could predict when to see the moon, the last thing we have to take into account is this angle difference where the moon doesn't line up evenly with the sun in its orbit. And I'll show you a picture tomorrow also that if you looked up at the sky and you were able to somehow see the sun and the moon traveling together, which obviously we can't, what would end up happening is you would see the sun going, let's say, one direction. The moon would, in a sense, intersect the sun at one point and then keep going the other way. That's reflected in this diagram here. So again, there's a 5 degree maximum, I'd say, deviation of the moon from the plane of orbit that the sun travels through the constellations. And this is going to play a role in understanding the final acts of the Rambam and these few prakam that are left is going to be dealing with what's also called the latitude of the moon itself.